39 words, day one, word one, rejection. When the walls go up and you stand alone, completely discarded and unwelcomed. John 19:15. And they cried out, "Away with him, away with him." These heartless words are scattered across the landscape of a world full of religion, judgment, and bloodlust. And the worst of all, the cruel apathy that pushes divine grace aside like a dead weed. "Away with him," they shouted, as if this suffering hero had the looks of last week's garbage, vile and putrid under the haze of a bitter sun. "And in the past, I have dismissed him from my life as well. I, like Pilate, have whisked him off the throne at the slightest moment of inconvenience, seeking to please the masses by releasing the lamb who knew no sin. Away with him," I've said when life seemed unsure. "Away with him," I've said in my exhaustion. "Away with him," I've said in times of pride and vainglory. And we, the bride he loves so, have said, "Away with him." From our culture, our schools, our homes, our values, our bank accounts, our futures. We, like Pilate, have called out, faultless though Jesus is, "Away with him." We have washed our hands of this divine enigma. Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on us. We have condemned you with our actions in exchange for our false security of our personal idols and jewels. Lord Jesus, have mercy on our country, for we too have condemned innocent blood. There was no one standing beside you that day. You stood alone without a defender. And in this moment, I draw strength from the thought that through you, I too may stand alone in my desperate hour of need. When I am treated unfairly, help me to reflect on that moment in history when, under the greatest anguish known to man, you suffered rejection as a balm of hope on my behalf. You stood under a cascade of shame and rejection so that I may draw strength and help in my darkest hours. Lord Jesus, Son of God, I thank thee for the power to stand alone.